previous sugya really now sets the stage for the next sugya. So we continue with discussing the condition of Chalipin. There are really three different sugyas relating to Chalipin, but the three sugyas are very much related to one another. So we pick up almost what we left off in the last sugya, going back to the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam had a very unique way of understanding Agamara. That the shock of time in Agamara according to Rabbeinu Tam was very kolisdik, very, very fundamental. Namely, what is the relationship or lack thereof between Chalipin and Kesef? According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Havamina was that Chalipin is Mamish Bitam Kesef, and that was the only way to justify possibly Isha Bim Kudeshes for Chalipin, because there's no way under the sun to be Makadesh and Isha with anything else unless it's Kesef Shtar Bia. Just because it's available for Kinyani Karaka is meaningless according to Rabbeinu Tam. That wasn't even the Havamina radar screen. So the Havamina was that Chalipin is Bitam Kesef. The Kamash Balon was that Chalipin is not Mitam Kesef. What was the Kamash Balon? The Gemara never said the word Chalipin not Mitam Kesef. The Gemara said Chalipin is Yesh to Bashar Pachal Shem Aputa. So Rabbi Natam figured it out. He says, no, you have to be smart enough to realize, says Rabbi Natam, that that's a code phrase for saying a Chalipin is not Mitam Kesef. That's a riot, it's not a reason. It's a riot. It's a similar davar from the fact that Kesef requires Shem Aputa. A Chalipin suffices without a Shem Aputa. You put those two pieces of information together and you come to the conclusion that Chalipin is la mitam kesef. It's a kinyan b'fnei atzmoi. And therefore, in male, the ultimate reason why she's not mekudesh is because it's just not kesef. That's how Rabbeinu Tam learned the shach. Still to be told that one could learn Rabbeinu Tam's tzur of the Gemara, at least in the Havamina, and not necessarily be persuaded to Rabbeinu Tam's conclusion of the Gemara. One could almost jump onto the bandwagon of Rabbeinu Tam and say that, well, the Havamina of the Gemara was that Chalipin is mitam kesef, and the kamash balon is not that Chalipin is not mitam kesef, but rather, what's the kamash balon? You could stick to the same havamina as Rabbeinu Tam, but a different kamash balon. What's the kamash balon? According to a version potentially related to Rabbeinu Tam, what's the kamash balon? Sometimes. It means really, truly, Chalipin is tacha mitam kesef. Even lemaskona, Chalipin is mitam kesef. And the only reason why it doesn't work is for the reason that the Gemara gave, Isher Pachas Hashem put the lab mikne nafsha. Not that that's the similar dover, like Rabbeinu Tam said. Not that that's the similar dover that therefore Chalipin is not mitam kesef. No. The Yemes says the Havamina was tacha correct. It's a correct even lemaskana that Chalipin is mitam kesef. And the only reason why it doesn't work is because of that quirk of Pachas Hashem Pruta. So believe it or not, there's a great Rishon who says that. Anyone know who that great Rishon is? Anyone know who reads the Gemara like this? That Chalipin Havamina was Chalipin Mitam Kesef. Kamash Balan, you're right, Chalipin Mitam Kesef. But there's a quirk that Afa Pichain ain't a nickname for Chalipin for the reason that we said a Pachas Hashem approved. Anyone know who reads the Gemara that way? Anyone know the other great Rishon? Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam. That's not what Rabbeinu Tam says in the Seches Kiddushin. That's not the way Tosis presents Rabbeinu Tam. But truth to be told, the Rabbeinu Tam is presented in different ways by different Rishonim. In the Sefer Yashar, which is also quoting from Rabbeinu Tam, so Rabbeinu Tam is quoted as saying, identical to what it says in this board, namely that Havamina is Chalipin Mitam Kesef, Kamash Bulon Taka Chalipin is Mitam Kesef, Ava Pichen Eina Kaina Bechalipin because of Pachos Mishav Pruta. And catch this one. And what about if it's Shava Pruta? What should the din be if it's Shava Pruta? Well, Shalom Chalik B'Chalipin. We can't start the differentiating within Chalipin. We saw other Rishonim who used a similar phrase. What was the phrase we saw in other Rishonim? Ein Gzer Shalom Mechta. Which Rishonim used that phrase? Or something. Okay, we don't know what that means. But it means something along the lines of that, well, if it doesn't work sometimes, then it doesn't work all the time. I don't think it means like the Mordechai's the Rabbanan. I don't think so. Some kind of a very, very vague phrase, quote unquote, Shalachak, Khalifa Engzer Shavlamech. But I call upon him, we're not going to work with that Rabbeinu Asher. We're going to work with Rabbeinu Asher. According to Rabbeinu Tam, when all the dust settles, so the emes is that Khalifa and Estacha. Not Mitam Kesef. That's the ultimate maskana, according to what Tosfos presents. However, other Rishonim, such as Rashi, learned the Gemara totally different. Other Rishonim, such as, you name other Rishonim, there's Rid, other Rishonim, learned the Gemara totally different. According to those other Rishonim, what do we know about this question, this global question? Is Chalipa Mitam Kesef or not? What's the answer? What do we know about it? According to Rashi, if we caught Rashi in the corner, said, Rashi, what do you think about this Chalipa Mitam Kesef? What do you think Rashi would say? I have no idea. Rashi doesn't say anything about it. I have no idea what Rashi would say about it. I have no idea what other Rishonim would say about it. I know that Rabbeinu Tam, as quoted in Tosfos in Kedushin, holds that was the Shach Matar in the Sugya. I know that Rabbeinu Tam, as quoted in the Sefer Yosha, holds that Lamaskon of Chalipin is Mitam Kesef. And I know from all the other Rishonim, absolutely nothing. So you may be wondering, why do I care whether the Chalipin is Mitam Kesef? At the end of the day, it's just philosophy. Kesef is a good Kinyan in Kol Torah Kula. Chalipin is a good Kinyan in Kol Torah Kula. Kesef works for Kedushin. Chalipin doesn't work for Kedushin. So everybody agrees to everybody else. So do I really care whether Chalipin is Mitam Kesef? Well, what I'm really asking you is, do I really care about these Maimon Kavanos? Do I really care about this Sugya? Does it interest me whether Chalipin is Mitam Kesef? So Pashtus, no, because they both work for Kinyan Karka. One of them works for Kedushin, the other one doesn't. But the Rashi is right, the Zvid is right, the Mordechai is right, the Ben Tam is right, the Ben Tam this for that. It's all the same. So who cares whether Chalipin is Mitam Kesef or not? So the answer is, you're right. If it says Kedushin, nobody really cares. But in other areas of halacha, we may begin to care. You know why? Because we have to go now to the lab and try to test this theory of Tosfos, that Chalipin is not Mitam Kesef, or our suspicion, or Ben Tam and Sefer Yosha's version, that Chalipin is Mitam Kesef. We have to go and test it and see, well, is it Mitam Kesef or not Mitam Kesef? How would you begin to test it? So Kedushin is the last Masechta to test it in. You have to look at other areas of Halacha and see, is Chalipin work in cases where Kesef is necessary? So give me some examples. What would you even look to? You would look to Kinyan Karka? Bad example. Why? Because even if Chalipin is not Mitam Kesef, well, it still works anyway, as the Pasuk says in Rus. So where else would you look? Give me another example. Kedushin, bad example, right? So give me another example. Give me a good example. A get, you can't regard an issue with Kesef anyway. So what we're looking for, a needle in a haystack, we're looking for a chalais in halacha that Kesef can accomplish, and we want to know, can Chalipin accomplish that same chalais? That's really the question that we're looking for. So you got to really, really study hard, look hard to find that chalais, and we may have found it. We may have found it in the realm of, believe it or not, of a shichur of an Eved Kenani. Well, that's the place to go. Shichur of an Eved Kenani. I want to free my Eved Kenani. So I ask myself two questions. Number one, can I free my Eved Kenani through the vehicle of Kesef? If the answer to that question is yes, then I can pose the next question, can I free my Eved Kenani through the vehicle of Chalipin? If the answer to that question is also yes, then I may have solved my dilemma. I may have proven that Chalipin is Mitam Kesef. If the answer to the first question is yes, and the answer to the second question is no, then I've proven that Chalipin is not Mitam Kesef. If my answer to both questions is no, so then I've proven absolutely what? Absolutely nothing. If my answer to my first question is no, and the answer to my second question is yes, then something's wrong with my laboratory, okay? So again, you do a lab, you have to know what you're looking for, right? So logically, we're trying to figure out, we enter the sugya of shichur in a total confusion. We don't know what any of the facts are going to show up, so we want to know two things. We're in the realm of shichur, Eved Kenani, and we want to know, does Kesef work? And does Chalipin work? So we have to run two experiments here. If the answer to both is yes, yes, then we probably can conclude that Kesef and Chalipin are pretty close to one another. If the answer is no to Kesef, then Chalipin is going to be really mute. There's going to be nothing to talk about. If the answer is yes and no, then we probably proved that Kesef doesn't equal Chalipin. Okay? So the first thing we have to do is this. We have to first figure out, is Kesef a good way to free an Eved Kenani? What do you think about that? If I was just asked you a question, I have Eved Kenani, I want to free this Eved Kenani, how would I go about doing that? So we all know how do you free an Eved Kenani. Everybody knows that. Come on. You've been learning long enough to know that. Lola Misha, everybody knows that. Where's the possibility? Lola Misha? What? Shiva Kenani. So where's the Pasuk saying? In what context? Did anyone daven this morning? Did anyone say Kabbalah? Did anyone say Ezim Akraman this morning? Shiva Charufa? We talked about this the first week, right? Remember? On Rabbi Kivager, Rabbi Pnei Yeshua, Rabbi Miluim, right? Did we talk about it this year? Okay. It was 1 year on Shavuos night. I think it was the year, I was only going to say it was Christus that year. And the whole sugi by Shulchan Aruch was there. And I spent the whole night of Shavuos night learning some really, really, you know, esoteric sugi of Shulchan Aruch. And then in the morning before davening, I felt like a pat on the back from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Anyone know why? I told the story once? You remember why? Oh, in the oh, Shalom Aleichem. Okay.
I'll be at least to finish the story.